And a good morning to you, News Talk 1110 KBND. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's a Friday, yippee, and it's beautiful as well. So we're going to give you the full forecast and let you know what's going on with all of that this morning. It's going to be a great day to take a ride in the 1110 KBND traffic copter, and, well, all the seats are full up today, turns out.
I will be heading out here shortly, right after this newscast, with my two favorite people, Cameron and Brianna. They'll be flying with me today, my son and my daughter.
And they are in studio right now taking in mom. It's mom bring the kidlets to work day, apparently.
Yes, Tipsy McStumbles and her two chitlins.
All right, let's check in with Kim and see what's going on with the news.
Okay, 100 volunteers in the Burns area are winning the race to prevent more flooding along the Sylvies River in Harney County. 1110 KBND, Kelly Blyer has an update.
The river crested Wednesday night, but crews from Oregon State Police, the National Guard, and ODOT continued to fill sandbags and put them along the rain and snow melt saturated river. Harney County Judge Steve Gasty admits things have improved in the last day or so, but
the river is still out of its bank. We have an incredible snowpack all the way on the north side of Burn, so there is still plenty of water to come. It will be absolutely weather-related at this point. If we get warm rain, we'll probably be back in the same circumstance.
Gasty says if they have cold nights and mild days for the next month, they'll probably keep more flooding at bay. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
It's a huge weekend for sports enthusiasts and the local tourism industry. The Pole Pedal Paddle Racers are about to descend on Central Oregon. This year's race already has a record number of people signed up. Doug LaPlaca with Visit Bend says the multi-event race is a boost to the tourism industry during an otherwise slow time of year. He says many people stay overnight, but even for those who don't, they still spend money at other places.
And even if visitors do not stay in a Bend lodging property, they still leave money in the local economy. And that is in the form of restaurants and retail outlets and gas stations and grocery stores and boutiques. So even if visitors for the PPP don't stay overnight, they are still making a contribution to the local economy, which is very important.
About 50% of the racers are from out of town. The big race is this Saturday. All that high water on the Columbia means hydroelectric dams are churning out huge amounts of electricity. 1110 KBND John Erickson says Bonneville Power Administration is temporarily unplugging the region's wind farms.
Normally the BPA can use all the wind power they can get.
But we have this remarkable situation in the Northwest where we have so much power coming from nature that there's going to be occasions when we might have a little bit too much.
Too much power can overload the lines and cause blackouts, so spokesman Michael Milstein says wind power may be taken off the grid occasionally until the heavy spring runoff is out to sea. In Portland, John Erickson, News Talk 1110 KBND.
The Oregon State Senate has voted against a proposal to make jewelry the state soil. It was sponsored by Senator Alan Olson, who said it got its name from a family that moved to the Willamette Valley south of Salem in 1847.
Today, the area still contains memories of the Jewelry family. We have Jewelry Hill, Jewelry Park, Jewelry Creek, Jewelry Hill Road, and Jewelry Cemetery.
But the soil isn't very productive, and that caused several state senators to vote against it. They said it doesn't represent the best soil that Oregon has to offer. The movement to make jewelry the state soil started when the Smithsonian Traveling Exhibit unofficially named it the state soil previously. And that's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.